我想今天的翻译对熊丽会是个很 challenge， 你就打断我。有一些医学的名词我也会帮你。
Yeah, okay, I'll try my best.
我想今天我站在这里一定要述说神在我们身上的怜悯跟恩典。
I want to count the blessings and mercies from the Lord today.
没有主和主内肢体的扶持，我和李白走不过这段时间。
Without brothers and sisters, we would not have gone through this journey.
真的是圣经所说的，主所说的话，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力在软弱人的身上显得完全。
My grace is sufficient for you.
在这个征战的过程当中，我们只有靠主得胜。
During our journey, the only one we could rely on is our Lord.
耶和华是征战的大元帅。
He was our general.
要拿起来。在去年的十二月
，December last year，
十二月十九号，李白的例行检查。
So during the routine examination, December 19th，
他见他的 oncologist， 就是他的癌症医生。
He went to see his oncologist.
检查的结果数字是这几年来最好的一次。
The results were the best from all these years.
但是李白就跟医生说，我怎么摸到我的左腿好像有一个肿块。
Well, he told his doctor, however, I feel that there's the tumor on my left thigh.
医生检查后说，我一点都不担心，因为这里没有淋巴。
So doctor said, I was not really concerned because there was no lymph there.
那李白，因为李白的 push， 所以医生说，好吧，那我们做一个 ultrasound 吧。
So my husband pushed it, so doctor gave him X-ray.
12月19号正好是快要 Christmas 的假期。
So that was before the Christmas holiday.
所以 ultrasound 超音波就延到一月做。
So the ultrasound examination was pushed out to January because of the holiday.
超音波出来的结果吗？也好像说不出什么。
The doctor could not really tell much from the ultrasound.
后来礼拜又 push 医生了。
So my husband pushed doctor again.
那医生说好吧，那我们就做切片检查吧 ，biopsy。
So we did a biopsy.
结果切片一检查出来，就证实他的淋巴癌复发了。
It was confirmed it was a reoccurrence of his cancer.
那淋巴癌复发了以后，也发现他这个淋巴癌的癌细胞的成长速度是90%+。
And it also found that the growth speed of the new cancer was really over like 90%.
三年多前，我们知道他的癌是非常的 aggressive.
3 years ago, he started with cancer that was already very aggressive.
但现在数字看出来是90%+的速度在成长，也是相当惊人的。
So the regrowth, recurrence speed was very high.
所以医生就赶快安排要做 PET scan.
And so doctor arranged another PET scan.
那就是全身检查，看你的癌细胞到你身体的哪个部分。
That was to thorough scan of the body to see where the cancer cells can be found.
PET scan 出来的结果也是让人触目惊心。
The PET scan came back very astonishing.
他的左腿的就是切片检查那边9公分的肿块。
So there was like 9 centimeter.
9 cm.
9 centimeter tumor. Yeah.
在右边已经是19公分的。
On the right side, there's another 19 centimeter.
Yeah. 那结果一定就是医生说，那没办法，表示你前面的那些干细胞的移植是失败了。
Doctor said that the prior stem transplantation that treatment was a fail.
我们要进到 CAR-T.
We have to.
Yeah, CAR-T 是一个新的免疫疗法。
There's a new immune treatment.
我们很 lucky， 他在2021年被 FDA 给允准了，准许了。
We were lucky. He was approved by the FDA.
FDA
in 2021.
其实，在三年多前，李白刚刚得到 lymphoma 的时候，我就有听过 CAR-T 这个名词。
So 3 years ago, I heard about this new technology when we were newly diagnosed.
那个时候是也是一个病友，也是得到淋巴癌的病友。
One of the peer patient told us.
这个弟兄告诉我说，治疗淋巴癌第一个就是 chemo， 就是化疗。
So we were told the first step is to have chemo.
第二个就是第二线就是造血干细胞的移植。
The next layer is to have the stem cells transplantation.
其实就是骨髓移植。
Yeah, which is bone marrow transplant.
Yeah. 然后如果这个也失败了，那就有 CAR T。
So in case that layer failed as well, so the CAR T is the next new layer.
但是 CAR T 是一个量身定做的。
But that was a very customized treatment.
是用你自己的 T cell 跟 cancer cell 去制作。然后用你的制作过的这个 CAR T 的 T cell， 它可以认得你的 cancer cell， 所以它会进去杀掉你的 cancer cell。
Oh, wow. So it is ready to hit your T cell, your cancer cell, to produce some new cells that's going to get into your body, and those new cells can recognize your body's cells.
但是它的因为是量身定做，它的费用非常高。
But because the treatment is customized, the cost is very high.
100,000美金。
$1 million.
所以保险公司一定要等你这些都没有成功的时候，都失败了，他才会去 cover。
So insurance would only cover when the prior layers of treatment all fail.
那医生就说，那现在我们就要开始要启动 CAR T 了。
So it was time to trigger the CAR T treatment.
那就先要看你的保险接不接受，要不要 cover 这个费用了。
So let's look at insurance now.
那他说 Medicare 不 cover。
Medicare would not cover.
那李白刚好去年过65岁。
So my husband was turned 65.
Yeah, 他以为你过65岁就要去申请 Medicare.
Who said?
You're 65 years old, you can apply for the Medicare.
Yeah, you can apply Medicare when you turn 65.
他以为这是个 required.
Oh, so he thought that was required.
所以他就去申请了。
He went to apply.
如果你有 Medicare, 那就是你的 primary care.
So Medicare is your primary care.
那因为公司就说你还在上班啊，那其实不需要申请 Medicare 啊。
But his employer said you're still working, do not have to get that Medicare.
所以他就打电话给 Social Security Office.
So he called Social Security Office.
然后就说我要取消 Medicare.
I want to cancel my Medicare.
那 Social Security Office 说 OK, 那我们就取消它吧。
We'll do that for you.
所以当医生讲到这件事的时候，我就觉得神有预备。
So I thought the Lord was really preparing for us.
有他的时间性。
He has his timing.
所以医生说好，那我们现在就去申请，看你的保险要不要 cover 这个 CAR T.
So let's go and apply for this treatment, see how your insurance would work.
一个礼拜以后我们就会知道。
And it's going to take about a week.
所以我把这个祷告带求带到祷告会。
I brought this prayer needs to our prayer meeting.
那天祷告会的时候，弟兄姐妹就为这个事情来。迫切的代求。
So our brothers and sisters prayed very heartily for us that day.
我还记得一个姊妹说，她在祷告的时候说
，One sister prayed.
她说：“神啊，这一百万对我们是很多。
”She said, "Lord, this one million is a huge amount for us."
但对你就像一分钱一样。
But to you, it was just like a tiny cent.
我真的是为这个姊妹的信心感谢赞美主。
I was so touched by her faith.
保险公司批下来了。
And we were approved to take the insurance.
所以他们就准备要做 CAR T.
So the treatment was planned.
CAR T 需要三个礼拜的制作。
It takes about 3 weeks to produce the new cells.
那你就知道这三个礼拜，你这个癌细胞还是用90%+的速度在成长。
Which means that the cancers will still grow at the same speed.
所以李白后来就感觉到痛了。
So he starts to feel pain.
而且担心说，听说新闻报道说，哦，现在apply for CAR T 的人多了，可能都会延期。
And he heard from news many people are applying for this treatment, so you may not get this treatment on time.
然后我说不要为这个担心。
So we said do not worry about this.
不要去看你的问题。
Do not focus on our problems.
所以我们定睛在主的身上。
Focus on the Lord.
所以我就跟李白说
，I told my husband.
我说感谢赞美主。
Praise Lord.
你的癌细胞是长在你眼睛可以看到的地方。
The tumors that you had is really where your eyes can see.
而不是长在你的像三年前一样，在你的骨髓里面，在你的脾脏里面。
And it was not like invisible that you would never notice.
李白听到的时候，他很不高兴。
He was not happy to hear what I said.
他说你在说什么啊
？What were you talking about?
然后我跟一个弟兄讲这件事。
I said to one brother as well.
那弟兄也说你好像在说什么风凉话一样。
That sounded a little offending.
癌细胞不是长在你身上啊，那痛也不痛在你身上啊。
You did not have the cells. You did not have the pain.
那我说我们要感谢赞美主。
still praise the Lord.
你知道一个月后
in a month, after a month,
我们收到他的 oncologist 退休的信。
We received the letter that his oncologist is retiring.
大家知道如果你的医生退休了你要重新找医生这里面花多少的时间
Which means it's going to be a hard a challenge to find a new doctor.
Yeah, 所以你也不会晓得你的癌细胞在那边成长的时候可能它就在你的身体某一些地方，你的重要的器官就在那边成长了。
And you would have no idea how the new cells would grow as you are looking for your new doctor.
所以我说，感谢赞美主。
So we praise the Lord.
你的癌细胞是在你肉眼可看到的地方成长。
So yeah, the cancer, the tumor is visible to us.
好，那三个礼拜里面我们就开始要上课。在等待 CAR-T 的那三
个 while we were treating, we were waiting for the treatment plan, we need to take some classes.
第一堂课是一个癌症的心理医生。
The first class was a psychologist. We need to see about oncology or cancer.
他在上课的时候，他就问李白说
，So he asked my husband.
他说你在治疗过程，你有没有 supporting group?
Do you have a supporting group during the treatment?
李白说有
I do
我的教会
My church
然后医生说哦，那你有一个 strong 的 church 是 support 你这是很好的事情
So that's a good thing because you have a strong church
然后他告诉他说在这做治疗的过程当中
Then the psychologist said during the treatment process
你的 CAR-T 会影响到你身上的很多器官
The treatment is going to impact a lot of organs
会有一些副作用
a very bad adverse event
等你的记忆好像是不是你的记忆会不好
your memory will decline、嗯、
你的脑子会受影响
your recognition will decline
他说我们现在要给你做 test
so we're going to test
你以后一直都会这样帮你做这个 test
we're going to continue the test
他就跟他讲了几个字
so he told my husband a few words
他说 church
Church,
color, velvet. 他就讲了几个字。
Okay.
嗯哼。然后他就说你跟我一起，我刚才讲了什么字，你再重复给我听。
You repeat after me.
嗯哼。等一下，我还要再问你，你还记不记得这些字
？Oh, I'm going to ask the same question to see if you can memorize what I said.
然后要考个数学题。
I'm going to give you a math problem.
一百减十是多少？
100 minus 10, what that equals to?
然后再减十是多少
Minus another 10, how much is that?
然后减到零是多少你就一个一个讲
So you're going to continue the math.
你不要觉得被冒犯
Don't get offended.
我刚听到的时候说好歹李白也是有硕士生吧
Okay, come on, he's a master.
这题目未免太简单了
This problem is too easy for him.
那个 psychiatrist, 他就说以后我们都会这样考你
We're going to give you the same problem later on.
然后我们还叫你要写一个 sentence.
You're going to write a sentence.
看你会不会写字。
I'm going to see if you can write.
他说你现在就写 My wife is beautiful.
So write the sentence for me. My wife is beautiful.
李白不写。
He refused.
他就写说 I will start my treatment today.
He wrote instead I will start my treatment today.
然后我们就开始又要上那个就是介绍 CAR-T 的一些 information.
So we'll continue with another lesson to get info about the treatment.
里面讲了好多好多的副作用。
It was overwhelming and a lot of adverse events.
然后我来到教会的时候，我来到教会的时候，有弟兄问我说
，Brother asked,
李白要做的 treatment 要怎么样呢
？How he's going to be after getting the treatment?
那我就跟他们讲说，哦，有这些副作用啊。
Yeah, adverse events to expect.
我说会不会他做完以后不认得我了？
I worry if he would recognize me after the treatment.
那弟兄就说不会不会不会。
Oh, that's not going to happen.
他说这些副作用都是全部列在一起，不见得会发生的。
Well, the list of all the adverse events doesn't mean that's going to occur.
你应该说他做完了就是一个新造的人。
Just should say he's going to be a new person after the treatment.
Okay. 那李白因为那个疼痛在增加
，so the pain was growing.
所以他晚上就睡不好觉。
And he had bad sleep.
他就去跟医生讲说，可不可以帮我做 chemo 啊
So he told doctor, can you give me some chemo?
我没有看到一个癌症病人这么渴求着要去做 chemo.
I've never seen a cancer patient just asking for the chemo.
他说，你可不可以用 chemo 然后来遏制这个癌细胞的成长？
Can you give me chemo so you can hinder the growth of the cancer cells?
医生说不可以。
I cannot do that.
他说你做 CAR-T 就会很辛苦了。
Because the CAR-T treatment is already going to give you a very hard time.
他说我现在没有办法用 chemo 让你已经就是就已经要先辛苦了。
I cannot give you extra burden.
他说我们做 chemo 只有在 CAR-T 要做的前面三天的时候。
The chemo will only start like 3 days before we start the CAR-T treatment.
用比较低剂量的 chemo.
And it will give you very low dose.
去压抑你身体的免疫系统。
And to limit your immune.
让你的新的 T cell 有空间去成长。
So your new T cell can have the room to grow.
所以他就给李白开了那些鸦片型的止痛药。
So he got a lot of opium category painkillers.
我们总算等到了。如期等到了 CAR-T.
We got our turn to start the treatment.
Yeah. 所以医生就开始就要做 chemo.
So chemo was about to start.
做了三天一个低剂量的 chemo.
So 3 days of low dose chemo.
Chemo 做完了以后大概两天吧。
In about 2 days.
李白跟我说，哇，我右腿那十九公分的那个肿瘤好像消失了。
I feel like my tumor is gone, the 19 centimeter.
哎呀，这太高兴了，所以我把这个好消息就在祷告会分享了。
I shared at our prayer meeting.
我跟他们说一个巴掌大的。
It was like a palm size.
就这样子消失了。
It was gone.
啊，那弟兄姐妹那天都非常的高兴。
So everyone celebrated.
对，他们说这是神迹。
That was a miracle.
这是神亲自的医治。
The Lord's own healing.
所以等到要做 chemo D day 到了。
D day.D-Day
那天要去因为他不痛了
because the pain was gone
然后我们要去 KU 要报到
so we need to check in at RAT KU
医生说可能要住院七天到十天
so you need to be hospital about a week
那是在 KU 的一个新大楼
it's a new building at KU
我们进到九楼去报到
on the ninth floor we checked in
我觉得李白不是要去住院
I don't feel like he went there to be hospital
我觉得他要去度假
I felt he wasGoing to a vacation.
他到那边去，哇，他就觉得这里好好。
It feels good place to go.
我想你们在 Kansas City 不会在九楼，很少在九楼看出去。
You cannot really look out from the ninth floor.
他就看到，哇，那边是 Kansas City 哪里，这边是 Kansas City 哪里。
So he could really look out and have a bird view of the beautiful Kansas City.
然后我就发现他每天早上就已经 po 了一个日出的照片。
Wow, I noticed he took the sunrise picture in the morning.
然后到了黄昏又又 po 了一个日落的照片。
Then he put another sunset.
在本期的查经组。
During our North Bible study.
这个人像是住院吗
？Well, that was not like a patient.
对。But anyway, 然后到了第二天还是第三天的时候。
The second day or third day.
好像什么事情都没有发生。
Like nothing occurred.
那 CAR-T 就是一个十五分钟的一个，好像你打 IV 那样打进去。
So the CAR-T treatment was only like 15 minutes infusion.
但是李白跟我说
But he said,
他说我觉得我右边的肿瘤又回来了
But he said, I feel my tumor is back.
我一听说完了
I was like, wow.
我说我到祷告会做了假见证
I brought the wrong information to our prayer meeting.
我怎么回去跟他们讲就说这个肿瘤又回来
了 How could I go back and clarify again?
我们才刚刚庆祝了这是神迹
We just celebrated was a miracle.
那我说那你跟医生讲
Well, tell your doctor.
他跟医生讲，医
生
就说让 CAR-T 去工作。
啊
？CAR-T, let CAR-T do it.
Oh, just let CAR-T wait and let CAR-T do the job.
Yeah. 然后到了第四天
，the fourth day，
我一到了医院的时候
，I got to the hospital.
李白就喊我说：“快点，我们出来散步。”
So my husband said, "Let's go take a walk."
我说是在医院的内层楼散步。
In the building.
他说我来告诉你你看那边有什么新的建筑物
Well, let me see, there's a new building there
我说我们真的在度假
We were like
当我们在散步走路的时候
So we were taking a walk
一个护士就跑来找我们
One nurse came up to us
他就说 Paul 你要回到你的房间
Go back to your room
你要躺在床上
Stay in your bed
他说你的血压太低了
Because your blood pressure was too low
他的高压只有81
His height is
89.
Yeah, 81. You need to drink.
81. Yeah.
You need to drink a lot of water.
Yeah,
so that can boost your blood pressure.
Yeah, 低血压也是 CAR T 的一个副作用。
So low blood pressure was one of the adverse events.
我想，但还是他的油性被打搅了。
So that was really distracting his mood.
他有点不太高兴。
He was not quite happy.
所以回到病床，他也不太配合。
He would not be that. He was not that cooperative.
后来就来了一个护士。
Another nurse came.
很凶地跟他说。
She was not that nice to him.
他说你的血压再不上去。
If you do not boost your blood pressure up,
我们就送你到 critical.
We need to send you to ICU.
就送你到重症病房
ICU.
然后李白才觉得这事太严重。
Then he starts to behave better.
我那时候就想到路加福音。
I think about Luke.
是不是那个无知的财主？
Like the illiterate wealthy person.
他就觉得今天我的灵魂可以安逸吃喝。
He thought I would enjoy my life today.
神却对他说：“无知的人啊！”
But Lord gave him a warning.
今天就要取你的灵魂。
I'm going to give you some consequence today.
所以我觉得我们都像那个无知的人。
We are just like that illiterate.
然后我就觉得，哦，这些医生护士就像圣经里面的先知。
These doctors and nurses are just like the prophets.
果然第二天，第五天，
on the fifth day,
一大早，
in the early morning,
我就去 check 他的血液报告，都是在清晨四点就会出来。
So his blood lab would come out in the early morning.
我就去 check 他的血液报告。
I went to check the blood work.
他里面他们写着说， 他的白血球已经打到快零了。
So his WBC was really close to zero.
没有足够的白血球可以让他们分析资料。
No enough WBC for him to do the analysis.
所以他就开始发高烧。
So he started with high fever.
我到医院的时候，
when I got to the hospital,
他们这个 antibiotic, antivirus, antifungus, anti-seizure 的所有的药都全部给他上了。
So they gave him all the anti-infection medications.
这个烧了大概四天。
So the fever was ongoing for about 4 days.
医生跟我说我们在用药给他，帮助他。
So we need to give him medication.
他说里面在 fighting.
That your inner body was fighting. Or
我们的 T cell 进去，新的 T cell 进去，你里面也有 immune system.
Yeah, so the T cell get in, you're fighting with your immune system.
Yeah, 可能会 fighting 跟你原来旧的 immune system.
Yeah, so the new cell will fight with your own body.
所以医生说我们在用药帮他。
We need to use medication.
我们可以说是这是一个免疫风暴。
That's an immune crisis.
第二天他就跟我说这药 failed.
And the next day, we noticed the medication did not work on him. We have to change to different medications.
所以他烧了四天,
so fever was for about 4 days.
医生说不用考虑了,
okay, so you're not going to be discharged on the seventh day.
但是第八天他烧退了,
but on the eighth day, the fever was gone.
医生说哦,
you may go home today.
但李白就说, something wrong.
Huh?
他觉得有什么不对劲。
Oh, but he said, I still do not feel quite right.
他说我的手一直在抖。
My hand was shaking.
Yeah. 他说我的脚也不对劲。
I don't feel right on my feet.
那医生说没烧了，可以回家了。
Well, you don't have fever, you can go home.
那我也很高兴啊，能够出院多好。
I was thrilled to hear we could go home.
那你烧了那么多天，当然是手足无力了。
Because the fever would really get you very tired.
所以我们就回家了，就出院了。
So we went home.
出院以后，我们还是要每天回到移植中心去 monitor.
We still need to go back daily to the transplantation
center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 然后那天去的时候，
so we went back.
他就手足无力，脚步蹒跚的走进去验血。
So he walked in very weak.
然后一个多小时都没出来。
He did not come out for about an hour.
后来护士就来找我进去。
The nurse came to get me.
他们说他在要验血的时候，他就要摔跤了。
He fell, or about to fall.
Almost.
He almost fell when they were collecting his blood.
所以他们把他送到治疗室。
So he was treated in there.
那医生也来了。
Doctor came as well.
那他就形容给医生听。
So he described his feel to his doctor.
他说我走路不是走在平地。
I did not feel walking on the floor.
那地是这样子起伏的。
It was like the curve that up and down.
然后医生就开始给他做测验。
So doctor started to test him.
其实他在医院的时候20分钟就要做一次测验。
So when he was in hospital, he would be tested for, like every 20 minutes.
所以你们还记得那个题目吧？啊，就问他一些字。
So the psychologist started to ask him the same question again.
然后要问他说100减10是多少？
Yeah, what's the math?
李白没有办法 pass test.
He could not pass the test today.
那医生说回医院去。
Then go back to your hospital.
所以又叫我送他回医院去。
So he asked me to send him back to his hospital.
我说昨天才刚出院啊。
So I was asking the doctor, we were just discharged yesterday.
医生说 CAR T 还在那个呀，送回去。
So yeah, you still need to go back.
送回到医院去的时候，他们就开始检查他的头部。
So back to the hospital, they started to examine his brain.
之前他们就已经帮他做过头部的 MRI.
And they did MRI before.
也不知道会不会伤到脑子。
Because they were trying to see what the tumor impacted the brain.
所以一回到医院的时候，那时候已经四点多钟了。
4 p.m. We went back to the hospital.
所以他们就开始安排做 MRI.
So they did another MRI.
然后就开始做很多的测验。
Different tests.
可是我那天是礼拜五。
That was a Friday.
对。我们要回去查经。
We need to go back to the Bible study.
他住院后我就发现一个问题。
So I noticed something.
北区的 room 有设两个 account.
There were two rooms from our Bible study.
就是一个在他那里，一个在我这里。
I own one account, my husband owns another account.
实际上是在一家。
Belong to the same household.
我发现我没有同工替代我。
So I have no other people having the account number.
所以他安顿了一下，我就跟护士说我要走了。
So I told the nurse I need to go home.
我必须回家把 room 打开，让他们可以进来。
To open the room so people can join.
那护士说你要走了。
So the nurse was not quite.
你的 husband 这个样子你要走了。
The nurse was not happy.
我说没有办法，我必须回家。
I'm sorry, I have to go.
对。后来他在医院住了两天，他们给他
hospital for 2 days.
很多的检查。也要从脊椎去看他脊椎有没有长东西、
yeah.
两天后他们说查不出什么。
So in 2 days they did all the testing, not see anything new.
他们就说出院去。
Now you can go home.
出院以后就变成我的噩梦。
It was a nightmare after he came back home.
他那些副作用都在加强。
His adherence was really increasing.
他没办法好好的站着走路。
He did not have good gait.
所以你一定要扶着他。
You have to support him when he walks.
那是白天跟晚上。
It was day and night.
他又被要求要喝八杯水。
And he was asked to drink like 8 cups of water.
就知道你晚上要起来多少
次。So how many times did you go to the bathroom?
然后他讲话也有点讲不出来了。
He was like blurring when he.
我已经觉得我的听力不太好。
I thought my hearing was not good.
但是我每次要把我耳朵凑在他的嘴巴听他跟我
讲什么话。But I had to get so close to his mouth to get what he was trying to say.
我想我带需要的助听器。
I need some hearing aid as well.
然后他就觉得说他的脑子很 confusing.
He felt confusion.
Yeah. 他都不知道他脑子到底我要做什么，他会坐在那边说我要做什么。
He was not very oriented.
后来想说完了完了。他现在失智哦。
I start to worry. He really lost his orientation.
对，但是我们每天还是要回到医院，回到移植中心去检查。
We still have to go back to the hospital on the daily basis.
所以他，我们家他出去的时候没办法，要你要扶着他慢慢的走。
So you have to support him to the car.
然后到了医院，你必须是用轮椅送他进去。
Yeah, when you get to the hospital, he got to get into the wheelchair.
因为护士每次说，你们要是他要是跌倒了，你们有 big trouble.
So nurse, don't fall.
那我就回去查，说到底 CAR T 的副作用是什么
？So I went to check again. What are the real adverse events from the treatment?
是上过课。
Yeah, we did have the information.
但是不是那么清楚。
It was not very clear.
所以就发现他有几个很大的副作用。
I found he had some major adverse events.
一个叫做 cytokine release syndrome, 就是细胞激素的症候群。
Did you get it?
CRS. 当你的 T cell 的时候进去要去杀你里面的 cancer cell 的时候，它必须要有一个 messenger， 它要有个信使，就像你的 COVID-19 的那个疫苗一样，它要有一个 messenger。 所以当你的 CAR T 打进去的时候，它就会让你的细胞激素，那个叫 cytokine， 它就会一直，你的免疫系统，这是神的创造，它就一直在分泌这一个细胞激素，要来对抗这个，好像你的外物进来，或者是你的 injury， 就你的受伤的部分。所以这是你的免疫系统的一个人。但是今天你新的 CAR T 打进去的时候，它也会释放。它一释放出来，它 release cytokine release 很多的时候，它可能是上亿的 cytokine release。
So I'm going to try it. So the T cell is like a foreign object. It gets into the body. It triggers your immune system to release cytokine. So that's really the fight between the new cells and your own immune system.
它就会造成你里面的发炎，极度的发炎。
You're going to have really bad inflammation.
然后还另外一个副作用就叫做 neurotoxic。
Neurotoxic, it's another adverse event.
就是你的 neural system, 你的神经系统中毒了。
Oh, so it's like your neural system got poisoned.
你的神经系统，因为我们说这个 CAR T 进来 ，T cell 进来了，我们都认为说，T cell 是我们的免疫系统的一部分，应该是好的。但是它进来的时候，它会对你的神经系统也会造成好像有毒的东西进来了。
So even though CAR cell is part of our immune system, but when it comes in, it does impact your neural system.
所以呢，会伤害你的脑子。
It impacts your brain.
会伤害你的神经系统。
Your nerve system.
所以这就造成为什么他好像没办法讲话。
That's what he's had problem.
对，他的 memory 好像不记得了。
Memory decline.
对，然后好像他会看到，其实那是不存在的东西，幻觉。
He had a hallucination.
所以这些都是一种毒的东西造成的。
That was caused by the poisoning.
然后最可怕的
，the really bad part.
其实我觉得一句话很简单，就神经错乱了。Confusion. 就是你的。
It's mental not working very well.
你们应该听过 autoimmune disease， 免疫系统
immune disease.
当它错乱的时候，它攻击你自己。
So it really attacks yourself.
所以当最严重的时候，这个东西它攻击你自己，你的 immune system 它错乱了，它攻击你自己的那些心脏、肾脏跟肝脏。
It came to a point that attacks your immune system, that your heart, your lung, your liver, nothing would work right.
它会让你的这些器官都衰竭。
So all these organs will have dysfunction.
所以每次护士就跟我说，你要报告说他在家里有什么事情，有什么事情。
So nurse, you have to have a careful report at home.
有一个他就会说，如果他心脏病发作，你们不要打电话给我，直接叫911，直接送医院急救。
If you notice you have heart attack, go to emergency, don't call me.
我就想说，哇，这个是什么治疗？怎么这么可怕
？I was like, what treatment there was.
所以那个时候我们送他去，他每次都要坐轮椅进去去检查验血。
So we still go back and he got into the hospital wheelchair.
那四天以后
4 days.
所以应该是已经第12天了。
Like 12 days since the start.
他推着轮椅进去的时候，移植中心把我们挡在外面。
He got in via the wheelchair and he was stopped by the transplantation center.
他说你们到那边去，那边还有一个门。
Go to the other door.
就是好像你走到的最尽头的地方。
Go to the end of the hallway.
他说你们在那儿等着，有人会叫你们进去。
Wait there, someone will pick you up.
然后我们就在那边等了一个多小时啊。
We waited an hour.
然后中间他就叫我说，你去问啊，为什么不让我们进去啊？
So he was not patient. Go and ask why we're still here.
那我才一到门口，马上那个工作人员就出来说，去那儿等。
So we came back and we were sent back again.
然后那个门就是那些护士啊，他们有一个特别的门，他们进出的。
So that door was just the doctors and the nurses came in. I mean, in and out.
然后你就看到有人出来了，就问说，我什么时候可以进去啊？
Yeah, so my son would ask, what time can I go in?
那他们就说不知道。
I don't know.
他说你就安心在这里等。
Just sit and wait.
然后我们就等啊。
So we waited.
然后每次礼拜一看到有人出来，有人要进去，他就又问我什么时候可以进去啊
？What time I can get in？
我们也不知道我们要进去见谁，因为
we have no idea why we were sent there。
然后等的时候，我就觉得我们有点像你在马太福音读的，你被关在门外。
I feel like just like Matthew,
we were
rejected to outside to the door.
我觉得，所以我就跟李白说。
I told my husband,
我们感谢赞美神。
Let's praise Lord.
你即使在这个等待的时候，我们感谢赞美神。
Let's still praise Lord as well waiting.
我说感谢赞美神，你的癌细胞是在你肉眼看到的地方成长。
Let's still praise Lord. The tumor is visible.
这是他阿门哦。
He said Amen this time.
我说感谢赞美神。
Praise Lord.
你的癌症医生退休了。
Your oncology doctor retired.
但是在之前我们已经被送到这个移植的 team 去了。
But before that, he sent all your treatment plan in.
你有医生可以看，感谢赞美神。
You still have doctors to take care of you.
你有新治疗可以治疗，感谢赞美神。
You have new treatment, praise Lord.
他都阿门了。
He Amen as well this time.
所以我们就在那边耐心的等。
So we continue to wait.
我觉得那天是我们的一个 turning point.
That day was a turning point.
我们把我们是都已经累到不行了。
We were so exhausted.
我们的体力心力都已经累到不行了。
We were just so tired.
但是那天我们就把我们的眼光转向神。
But we learned to refocus on Lord.
不要再去看我们的问题。
Do not focus on every day.
我们就安心在这里等他，什么时候叫我
们进去？Just to wait patiently.
我们就进去。当然最后还是会被叫进去了。
Yeah, we got in.
然后李白进去的时候就跟我说。
Then he said, my husband said,
下次我不坐轮椅进去。
Next time I'm not going to go in your wheelchair.
好，下次我们走进去。
Yeah, let's walk in next time.
所以那天以后回家。他就开始扶着我，我们走路训练他的脚。
Yeah, from that day he started to take training to walk.
那时候大概已经到第十四天了。
About 14 days.
下一次我们回去的时候，他是扶我扶着他，我们走进去。
Yeah, the next day we went back. I just supporting him to walk without wheelchair.
然后从那天开始，我们就，我觉得真的是一个很大的。
That was a real turning point.
Yeah, 我们真的是。好像觉得事情已经在慢慢慢慢的变好转了。
We start to feel things are going to the better direction.
那当然啦，三十天他们要做 PET scan.
So in 30 days another PET scan.
要验收成果。
To test the result.
结果出来的报告。
The report came back.
19公分已经剩下3公分了。
The 19 centimeters shrink to 3 centimeters.
啊，李白又紧张了。
But my husband was not happy or thrilled.
他说卡 T 到底在里面多久？
啊？
卡 T 的 effective 在你的身体里面多久
？Oh, he was wondering how what's the effective period of the treatment.
我大儿子说他们公司也在做卡 T.
Oh, my older son's company is also doing this research.
他说一个月
，about a month.
李白说一个月，那19公分只剩下3公分，还有3公分啊。
So I have still centimeters to be working on.
那他如果再 come back， 那怎么办呢
？So how about it comes back？
后来我们找不到医生，等下一次的时候是看复视。
So we cannot get a doctor clarification.
护士说3个月。
The nurse say about 3 months.
然后我说哦，李白，你看一个月内已经减到只剩下3公分，那还有两个月，那不怕，一定会把它都给消除的。
So you have 2 more months.
OK， 三个月到了。
End of the 3 months.
又在做 PET scan，
another PET scan，
他的报告出来了。
The report came back，
他说那叫 slightly decrease，
slightly decrease from the 3 centimeter，
很少的减少。然后李白说这什么意思啊？那好歹要跟我们说三公分 slightly decreased 是减到多少？减到两公分？减到一公分？还减到多少
？So what's the actual measurement now？
那如果CAR-T只有三个月的功效
，So if CAR-T only works for 3 months，
那表示并没有。那你又知道这个成长的速度是多快
？So you can see how quickly it can grow。
那那天我们安静下来
，So we calm down。
我说不看这个东西
，Let's don't look at this。
一切都交在神的手中
，Let's just pass this to Lord。
对，我们两天后要去见医生
，We'll see doctor in 2 days。
好了，两天后见医生了。 我们再看下一步要怎么做。
So doctor told us what to do the next.
医生进来了。
The doctor came in.
他说 remarkable.
It was remarkable, he said.
All gone.
It was all gone.
我说不是叫 slightly decrease 吗？
Well, we were told it was slightly decrease.
他说我也不知道为什么这个要这样写。
I don't know why they report that way.
他说我们没有看到了。
But it, I cannot see it anymore.
哇，感谢赞美主。
Praise Lord.
Yeah. 所以我真的是看到这个过程当中。
So during this journey,
你知道他在做化疗做这个治疗的时候，因为免疫系统很低。
During the treatment, because the immune was attacked.
他的病房也不准我在里面吃饭。
I could not really stay with him in his room.
医生是跟他说你要远离人群。
Yeah, he,
当然也包括我。
He gotta have distance with people.
所以我也不能到 cafeteria 去吃饭。
I cannot go eat in the cafeteria.
但是在这个过程当中。
But during this journey.
我的早餐。
My breakfast,
中餐。
Lunch.
我的晚餐。
Dinner.
都有供应。
I was all supplied.
Yeah. 真的是在这段时间真的是靠主内肢体的。帮助
It was all because of you.
把食物源源不断的
Give us all the
送到我这边来甚至有一次有个姊妹把一个食物放在我的门口
Sister dropped food at my doorway.
我把它拿进来
I took it in.
我要微信上面要写说要谢谢她
I went to write thank you.
然后我就看着那个食物想了五分钟
I looked at the food and thought about 5 minutes.
我不知道她叫什么
I have no idea about her name.
我就跟主祷告说不行我也失智了
Praise the Lord, my brain was not working right.
我家里有个失智已经够了，不能再我失智。
Don't give me another one.
你要赶快让我恢复我的那个。
Please help me get better.
我又在想五分钟。
So、I thought about another 5 minutes.
哦，我知道这个食物叫什么了。
Now I can tell what the food is about.
谢谢你今天送来这个东西，非常感谢你。
Then I wrote back again, thank you for this food.
所以真的是谢谢弟兄姐妹在这段时间，真的在肢体里面的扶持，还有带导。
Still, thank you.Every one of you for the prayers and all the support.
感谢赞美主。
Praise Lord.
他的恩典够我们用。
His grace is sufficient.
他的能力在我们这软弱人身上显得完全。
His power is on the weak.
谢谢大家。
A good way to reflect that.
我是有准备的啊，我已经。
I'm here prepared. Can I go back to translate?
Sure.
So, 我要到后面去翻播。时间够？可以，应该可以。Go ahead. 我还是打断
你。那我尽量是弄得短一些哈。这样，我从是今年。1月31号那天是正好是星期三好像是对在工作的时候那天也挺忙的然后
End of January, one day at work. I was busy.
忽然间我就收到我的 supervisor 的那个说我们要有一个 meeting. 然后我说
I got a notice from my supervisor we're going to have a meeting.
然后结果这两个人出现了。那个人我也不认识他是谁后来他就说我是 HR 的人我说你是干什么的
I saw one HR person at the meeting
之后他就说他说对这个确实是 surprise 说你的 employment terminate today 我说哈
Yeah I got my termination letter
Yeah, 我说我还这么我正在做那程序这还没有做完呢我说我还想要不你再等一会儿我把我这个东西都弄完了最后结果是什么样后来行我都被都被解雇了我还管他这什么东西呢
I still try to write the code and get it completed to see what the turnout to be but then I got this termination
后来然后这个我脑子一转个我就想然后我就跟这 HR 的人讲我有什么有什么 benefit 的讲完之后他说那行那个 我随后把你给你个 letter， 把这些东西都给你写清楚。我说那行。我后来我又问了他一些问题。
Yeah, I got my termination package from the HR.
之后这个 HR 人说，你确实 very professional, very calm， 好像，他就好像就说，我就想，我就说，确实说这个事情发生非常突然。后来我就。这个事情我也跟邓斌，马上我也跟邓斌说了，我说我今天就被那个lay off 了。
I shared this outcome with my husband right away。
所以就从这个时候开始呢，我呢，我当时也没有太觉得什么，因为我已经做了很多年的consultant， 这种事情也不是说头一次发生了，我也不是说太怎么样的，我只要是把我的 benefit 弄清楚了，我就知道怎么做了。
Yeah, I was not quite shocked because I have gone through this throughout the years.
所以这个就是一个刚开始。完之后呢，我就开始，那天晚上我的小儿子跟我就讲，他就跟我说，啊，妈，你一定要那个开始那个洗那个冷水浴，他已经跟我说了好多天了。我说我不做，那这 so harsh。我说我不做那个。完，他那天晚上又跟我讲，他说你看这些 woman 啊，你看都是50多岁的，你看他们多年轻啊。后来我就说行，反正我也没有工作了，我可以试。我说我明天可以试。啊，那个啊，他说哎呦。试完之后，其实我心里就是说，哎呀，又开始找工作了，我需要打起精神头来，就是重新开始。
Yeah, my younger son told me, "Mommy, I suggest you take like cold water shower. Many people like in their 50s, they look good because that's what they do." Then I said, "Okay, I'm going to do that. That's going to give me some new energy to start to look for a new job."
然后我就是说就开始，因为我当时我就是说把我自己的所有事情都，我非常的就是说冷静，就说我把这事情都做好了，plan 好了，我就开始把第二天把所有的东西，把我的 resume， 把所有东西全弄出来了，就开始要找工作了。
Yeah, put my resume together.
之后结果是证明是因为你知道今年是所有 IT 的时候是最你也知道大的很多大的 IT 公司有很多layoff 的，完之后经济又不好，结果我在刚刚开始找工作的时候呢，我就还没有太紧张，后来一找了就找了很多 recruiter， 就说现在市场人实在太多，工作实在太少。
I was not really worried about the market when I was starting, but then as you know, the economy was not good. The company, they had a lot of cuts. So my recruits told me, market not good.
那我就开始，那我还有一些interview. 但 interview 和以前就是完全不一样了。
Interview were not the same way as before.
有的时候真是不但要问你很刁钻的问题，还有当时的 code challenge， 就是你要当场要写很多的，把 code 写出来，脑筋要转个。还有一个 interview 居然考我 IQ test。
So not only many challenging questions, you still have to write a code. One company even gave me an IQ test.
所以我就我忽然我就开始这个二月一号开始找工作，这个过程当中呢，我就忽然间觉得，哎呦，我真的不行啊！我也老了，我记不住那些东西了，太多东西了。我这然后呢，这个市场也确实不好 ，interview 了好多个，全都没有结果，所以就开始我就有点好像觉得。
I feel I'm getting old with the bad market. I start to feel discouraged.
And 我就开始就是说抱怨了，抱怨了就是说我就开始抱怨，我就觉得主啊，你看看， 这是什么？正好是 bad timing， 这个 timing 特别不好。本来我就想，我有我的计划，我其实我计划很简单，我再做三年，我也可以退休了。这个就是说，而且我其实我刚刚找这份工作，是因为去年登兵换工作，我又没有办法，我所以才换这工作。这工作吧，确实说不好。当时说因为登兵换工作，需要我找一个新的工作的时候，我当时也糊里糊涂，就反正是就把 resume 发出去，好像给我一个 offer， 一看哎还不错，各方面还不错，我也就不是太清楚的情况下，我就找了这份工作，但这份工作确实不好。
I start to blame to Laura, complain Laura, say Laura, only 3 years more I can retire. Look what's happened here. And I got this current job last year because my husband had to change job and I had to change job. I got this one.
Yeah, 我就开始有这个东西过程。但是我是说这个过程当中确实有几个保守在里边。在我刚刚二月初的因为我有一个教会姊妹和我一起有个祷告。我们已经坚持了每个星期六早上我们都有一个祷告，已经坚持了有三年多，这个祷告确实是很深入的祷告。
But Lord still took care of me. I had a prayer partner for 3 years.
Yeah, 这个过程当中我就给我自己做一个，我给我自己定一个目标，说，主，我知道，从理论上我知道，这个是呢，是你的，是你知道的，我愿意，我愿意就是说，跟随你。但是呢，这个过程我的信仰的过程呢，已经可以说是20多年的信仰过程。我也愿意把这一种终极的我终极的信仰，我真正的，所以这个终就是真正的。神的经历，神就像约伯说，我从前风闻有神，他经过苦难之后，他说我亲眼看到神，但我的过程跟他是没有可比之性，但是我也希望这个过程当中呢，我也愿意这个经历，我看到我所相信的神对我一个真正的带领，这个是我要的一个经历，所以我就开始。
Okay, give me one second, I'm going to try. I set a goal for myself. I told Laura, from the concept I know you are there, and I have been a Christian for this long. But this time, I do want to take this experience to go see what work you did on job and the same thing you did on me.
Yeah, 这个就是，所以我就开始做笔记，不是说做笔记，就是说写日记了，我就把写个日记，我就是从开始就是一些过程啊，我经历啊，我就把它写下来。
I start to record my daily journal of this.
我自己这确实不错，我现在就把我这个经历过程当中，第一个我是觉得我头一次觉得我真的非常灰心。我非常灰心，我是觉得这个市场，公司 layoff 也是因为他说这不是 performance 原因，全是公司现在是说 economic downturn， 我们不能没有办法，一定要是 layoff。
My first reflection from this is I was so discouraged as a long time professional. I start to feel the market bad.
我这个我也是觉得，我忽然间我也是觉得好像。我以前找到工作的时候都是也就几个星期，因为一个 contract 就能找到，现在有经过一个多月的，不是一个 fail after another fail， 我一点都看不出希望。我就觉得因为现在 market 人很多，每次给你排 interview 就好像人很多，完之后给你排进去一个，完之后好像你完之后你过去了下边再一个，好像就人很多，完之后我就想哎呦，我真是从来没有接过这样的，好像已经被一个多月全是 fail 了，我就非常非常的失望，而且也心里开始怀疑，心里开始有惧怕。
I usually could get a new offer within 2 to 3 weeks, but this time it was just like getting hopeless, and I have doubts on myself.
Yeah, 但是这个过程当中呢， 我是啊、我开我也是说读我的读圣经，我就是说我是我跟我做主，我相信你，但是呢，你一定要叫我知道你在我身上有一个真实的经历，这个是我一定要经历得到的。所以呢，我就啊、所以但我也确实经历到，我在我非常灰心的时候，以前我读的经文没有什么感觉的时候，现在我再读的时候，我的心就有回应。
Yeah, I push Lord, you have to give me a real experience so I can know your words better.
之后就是说他就是腓立比书第四章六到七节是 do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer, petition, and, 对不起我这个。就是说就是那一句就是一无挂虑，凡事借着祈求祷告把你所要的带给神。神所赐给你的平安，出我人意外的平安，在基督里保守你的心怀意念，这个东西是真实的，在那个时候是非常真实的。
The verse from Philippine was so real to me when I was reading it.
Yeah, 这个时候神的话开始进入我的心。
It enters my soul.
这样我也开始知道我为什么要去找工作。我为什么要这么焦急？我就开始反思我自己，我在挣扎什么东西。
I start to ask myself, why do you have to get another offer so quickly? Why do you have to struggle with yourself?
对，其实我在真正挣扎的是说，我看到我内心我的骄傲，我看我自我中心，而且我靠我自己。我所相信的神只是说一种对我来说呢是一种我所说的 I did not do what I preach， 就是我没有做我所说的。
What I saw in myself was my pride and my big ego. I did not really see Lord and I did not do what I was taught.
所以但这个过程当中神就给我一个很真实的功课。所以因为我在 interview 过程当中吧，因为他的问题真的有的问题非常刁钻，后来我就挺生气的，我说这些东西其实也未必就是说实际工作能做。你大家知道就 ChatGPT 知道吧哈，就是说我把我那个 screen 哈设计好了，上边是都是 video 吗，那 video 可以看到我下边就把那个开到一个东西，我自己他打什么问题我先马上打进去，我就看到东西我都能回答，实际上是一种欺凌啊，这也是一种欺骗行为啊。
I was using ChatGPT during my interview. That was cheating, but that was quick.
对，所以我也说主，你给我一个，我说我不愿意这么做。
Lord, I do not want to do this anymore.
我也是说，我是说，因为你给我的平安，你让我克服这种惧怕。求你给我开一条路。
You give me the peace, you conquer my fear, open the door for me.
Yeah. 所以呢，这个事情就我在这个祷告过程当中呢，所以就有一天有个 recruit 打电话，就是问我什么什么什么事情，然后我说这个 opportunity 就在本地啊，就在 Owen Park， 您觉得怎么样？我说行啊。然后他说那你要是说那你他说他喜欢简历，那你要去 on-site interview 到他的办公室。我说行啊，那你要 on-site 就面对面也没办法去的，人家问你你就说什么了。
When did you get an on-site interview？
然后他就问我一些问题，问我一些问题，我就回答，哎，还很好。他就是说，我回来之后他也没有一个小时，他说你们谈的挺好的，他很喜欢你，你这样他给你 offer 你要不要？我说当然要了，我手里什么没有 offer， 我当然要了。
The interview went fine, I got this offer right away.
所以呢我也挺高兴，我也没有气，我也就是说因为他确实谈的挺好，完之后各方面都很 match 看了。然后因为当时有很多其他的interview in process， 就是有其他机会要 enroll， 我都 我都想，哎呀，算了，我就不 interview， 我就给他们回了吧。但是后来人家我一想，人都排好了，那也我就去 interview， 我也无所谓，反正是因为你 interview 我也都没成，我无所谓，我说我就去，那我就去吧。
I had new interviews lined up in line. I was thinking if I should decline them, but I still went.
嗯，之后呢，然后那个星期一结果有三个 interview， 完之后我都不知道我说的是什么。
I had three interviews, had no idea what it talks about.
完之后我也没有去。
啊？
我也没有就是说偷看什么，他问我什么，反正我心里。
Oh, I did not see that at all.
反正我说，反正我也不去这个地儿。完之后，你问我什么，我会我就告诉你，我不会我就说我不会，反正就这样了，就这事情，我就然后就是说，就这样，有一个公司在哪里来的，我都忘了 ，Indianapolis 是叫什么的，就一个公司。完之后，他第二天就说。啊，我们team都喜欢你，我就给你 offer。我说，哈
？Like I got a call from Indianapolis with an offer。
哦，我就想，哎呦，怎么搞的？你说这是，你说我已经答应了第一个公司，我说这个事儿不好。我还跟邓明商，邓明说，哎呀，他一做 research 说，这个比你第一个好，你把第一个回了吧。然后我就。哎呦，我就觉得特不好意思，完就把第一个回了，就要了第二个。我说行，完他说那行，你下礼拜来，那我就给你个 onsite training。
So I accept the second offer and turn down the first one after discussion with my husband。
之后我想，哎呀，可不能那剩下的我再不去 interview， 我就想马上我就想那天我就拿到 offer， 我就给。马上讲去 text 那个另外一家说我不去 interview， 因为我已经接受了 offer。 我刚 text 完那个 recruiter 就打电话来了，完之后他就说，哎，你叫你马上星期一，就是说很长很长时间一个他跟我说的事我早就忘了，不是，他说你马上来，就是说你就他要 interview， 我说什么时候的事儿？完他就说啊，什么时候那种？我就想，哎，那时候我也行，算了，人家都给安排好了，那就去吧。
Yeah, I have a third interview. I tried to turn down, but they called me and say, "Come on, we've already planned that."
所以我就想，我也没什么气，我也不想这回，我也不想，反正我是说我也不想去。也无所谓。完之后他就给我 interview， 完结果我还居然 pass 了那个 interview，
and I passed the third interview as well。
完之后我就想，他说啊，那你再来吧，再来就是 onsite interview。 完他说，我就说真是麻烦，这边都已经都接受了，你还这个 onsite interview， 那我想不去又不好，我反正也去也没有什么希望，我觉得这个机会我不觉得我有任何希望，我说那就去吧，无所谓了。
So I went to the onsite interview。
去那一天呢，因为他是在 downtown 那个地方，然后我就说我做个 Uber 吧，我也开车我也挺烦了，我也不太熟，很长时间。我就坐 Uber， 在车上就是说，正好听了那个 music， 就是他平静风浪。其实我当时心里还就隐隐约约觉得，也可能有希望。我只是试一下，只是说我不觉得我能得到，所以，但是说那个时候主的平安在我心里。
I took a Uber to the onsite interview and I heard him. He calmed the storm and I got the peace.
Yeah.然后因为 onsite interview 他那个人拿了一摞那个问题，然后我就想，哎呀，他就上去就问我一个问题，我一想还好，这个问题正好是昨天晚上我想到了这个问题，今天早上我正好把这个问题这个看到这个东西哈，早上想到一些东西，我把那我所想到的东西全看了一遍， 第一个就问我这个问题，哎呦，我回答了，我觉得都把它讲明白了。
The first question I was asked was the one I prepared.
所以我是觉得我心里就是挺有平安。然后他问到我的问题，我是说，当时我心里非常安宁，非常非常安宁。
I was so peaceful during this interview.
对呀、啊，然后他那些问题就一页一页一页那个问题，我也不知道他问了我多少问题。哎呦，这是问我也不知道，我就非常平静。
It was a stack of questions, but I handled that very peacefully.
然后走了之后，完我还问他，就是我说我做怎么样，他说 You did darn good. 所以就是这样，我的过程当中呢，我过程当中我不是说我做了多好，我是说我很真诚的把我的惧怕，因为我所面临的确实是我心中的惧怕，我心中的我所不能克服的东西，我很诚实的交给我所相信的神，他确实这样，就是说他确实在我走这条路的过程当中，我就回想，我确实说 interview 我非常紧张，但是就是告诉给我一个过程当中呢，他给我的一个 offer 拿走我的心中的紧张，之后呢就这样带领我，所以叫我非常的幸福。
What I'm trying to share is via these interviews, I learned to cast my fear and pride to Lord's care, and He guided me through.
Yeah, 这个过程当中呢，我是觉得，主给我的一个，我开始就去读圣经的时候，我读主的话语的时候，我是可以听到主给我讲的。
So when I was reading the Bible again, I can hear what the Lord is trying to tell me.
那个 Lamentation 就是耶利米哀歌，这个说，三章五十七节说，我求告你的时候，你临近我说，不要惧怕。
你有英文吗？
Yeah. When I ask you, you come to me and say, "Do not fear." 就是说，神的话在我这个过程当中，我寻求他的时候，我是可以听到他跟我讲的话。
So when I seek, I can hear His word.
对，在就是 fright.Good Friday 那一天 ，Good Friday 那一天就是说聚会那一天我糊涂了，我去到 Hilltop 去打 pickleball， 打正打的时候，一个姊妹跟我说，哎，你们教会不是今天有聚会吗？我说啊，我就跑到他那个 locker room， 我就 online 了。
Oh, I was playing pickleball on the Good Friday, and I was told there was a fellowship at the church, so when I joined from Zoom.
那一天我一直在想，因为就是以赛亚书就是五十三章五节，就是说他就是总我们说他 pierce and crush for our sin， 我当时我就想十字架，主耶稣在十字架，我就想你为什么去上十字架，你知道这个艰难，你是什么动力是叫你去甘心情愿上十字架？我当时我在心里就是主，你求你启示我。
I had a strong question, the Lord revealed to me. You put on yourself on the cross. Why did you want to choose that way?
那个时候，在一刹那间，我就说，他遵行父的旨意。
He obeyed his father.
出于爱我们。
Because of the love.
那个时候，我看到十字架上的爱。
At that moment, saw the love from the cross.
那个时候我知道我们所讲的 eternal 就是永恒，永恒的爱是真实的。
At that moment I realized that the true meaning of eternal love.
所以呢，那个时候我也知道我所相信的终极生永恒的生命，终极的喜乐，终极的平安是真实的。
I can see the real ultimate love and peace.
我也知道我所相信的神，他带领我，不仅仅我所平常所说他用心中的纯正，手中的巧妙带领我，不仅仅是这样，关键是我看到了我所相信的神是真实的。
I see the Lord I believe is real.
所以他带领我的道路，我也是说我愿意就是说遵行他所带领我的道路。
He guides my journey, and I am willing to follow the journey he guides me.
Yeah, 后来我就想因为我就在很多的态度上我因为我经历了这个我的过程当中我的软弱我神对我的带领我对然后我再去看别人有别人的软弱的时候我会理解
Because I experience fear and being weak so when I look at other people's weakness I can see that from a related perspective.
然后罗马书十四章一节就是说对这些就是说我们我对别人态度以前我很对说这个你怎么会这么想你怎么会这么做我现在就是说我的态度就是说他是 accept him.
I may not judge people's thinking before, but now I can accept it and relate to it.
就是说很多事情啊家里的事情啊什么事情都很小的事情呢吃啊喝这些事情其实说最后的态度就要接受
Yeah, even the very tiny household matters I can look at there a good a better perspective
然后是说然后因为我在这个寻求过程当中呢我后来我就说就你要给我看到教会是什么意思
Yeah, during the sick hours ask the Lord Lord show me what church means to us
对我因为我在想因为对我来说呢我这个过程呢我主就开阔的眼界
Because during this experience Lord opened my eyes
然后上次五号弟兄来讲道的过程当中也是给我很深的帮助
So brother Wu came back and he touched my heart more.
对，做神的旨意是说，在他的信徒当中同得基业。
So his vision is for his believers to have his heritage.
Yeah. 我们做一个，就是说，因为我这个过程当中，我得到我的家庭、我的孩子，以及教会很多人的鼓励以及。所以呢，这不是一个个人的信仰路程。
Yeah, because I got all the encouragement from you all. It was not an individual deed.
对，所以我们要在真道当中，在信心当中，在我们共同的圣灵的光中，我们要同得这个基业。
Yeah, we truly have to get the heritage and build up each other in His grace.
神的灵会带领我们进入他的真理。
Yeah, His Holy Spirit will guide us into His truth.
我们虽然经过死荫的幽谷，但是他与我们同在。我们绝不要离开那活水的泉源，我们也绝不要为自己凿出那一个破裂不能蓄水的池子。我们所需要的是我们的主。好，我们起立。我们唱诗歌327首。